Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
First of all, Helen, you were a foster child after your parents passed away. Would you briefly tell us your story?
Yes, actually, I entered foster care before they passed away. They struggled with life, with their choices, and that resulted in home not being safe. So we were bouncing between care and their care before they passed away. And then I lost my father when I was 3 and my mother when I was 6. And then foster care and kinship care, relative care, continued for me. There was times my foster families, from what I can remember and what I know of, were great. Some of my kinship care providers were okay, and then sadly some of my family was also abusive, and that continued, you know, that struggle for me. But when I was 18, I aged out and started a whole new life outside of that.
And now you're helping other people at Focus on the Family when it comes to issues of foster care and adoption. Wow. Is it accurate that more than half of the children removed from their home and put into foster care stems from the neglect of the parents?
Yes, actually, I was just reading a statistic this morning that was showing about 63% it comes from neglect. That's the primary one, and that's what was happening for me.
It makes me wonder, do people just not know? I used to say I felt like you should have to get a license to be a parent because you need one to drive a car, and shaping a life is even more important. What are some of the other leading factors, would you say, that lead children to end up in foster care?
Well, what's behind that neglect is a bigger picture of communities and families and individuals. A lot of times there's people who have had generational problems of abuse, neglect, poverty, and then there's people who are just struggling because they might be well-intentioned, but, you know, be able to get food on the table, they've got to leave kids at home. And then there's times who are really in a bad addiction, and that's going to keep them from being able to be at home. Sometimes they're caught up in mental health challenges, and that affects how they parent, actually reality of not being able to parent at all.
Yeah, some tough stuff. And that's not something you get over quickly. You probably felt growing up that you missed certain things. And then how did you go about getting your emotional needs met?
I definitely missed things growing up. I was just having a conversation with someone about a child we have in our home, because as foster parents now, there's been some things that are definitely impacted from my time in care. And one of those is when a child enters our home, we have a lot of conversations. And one of them is, how would you like us to address and reference you if we're in public? And what would you like to reference and call us? Would you like to call us Mom and Dad? Do you want to call us the Richardsons? Do you want to call us Helen and Nate? Captain, we're open to a lot of things. No one's ever taken me on my royalty titles, but Mom and Dad and being able to call someone that has been so important. And most of the kids want that. They want that typical traditional experience.
Yeah, I think it just speaks to the heart of each of us and our longing to be accepted. And don't we get that from Christ? I've heard some people claim that Christians don't always do a good job of caring for kids outside the womb. You know, that's a hot topic. With more than 400,000 children in foster care, how can we as Christians show up to let children know they are loved and valued, Helen?
I'd say the first thing, and should always be anything that we do in our life, is go to our knees in prayer. Seek out God, seek for his clarity, for his wisdom in your life, and what your calling will be. Not everyone is called into the same path or journey, but everybody can do something. So start praying, start learning about what you can do in your area, and then figuring out a way to serve. Maybe it's as simple as, we just had something in our family where I had a fall and tore ligaments in my ankle. But I have a support group around me that, in our family, that I was able to make calls. We had kid pickups. We had a meal that night. We have someone who's coming in helping with yard work. All sorts of things that you may not have to be investing or trained. A simple thing of giving a gift card or just calling to check on someone of, hey, how are you doing? Makes such an impact. So it frees them up to do the work, or even just being in that child's life. There's so much you could do. And that's what God calls us, is to love our neighbors. And we can just take care of one another and give him the glory in all of it.
Yeah, absolutely. The process of adoption may be especially overwhelming to potential parents due to the lengthy vetting process. What advice would you offer to folks who are sensing the tug to help vulnerable children in that way?
I'm going to go back and set it again. Pray, start your education, and then just understand it's going to be a journey. You said it before of being licensed to be a parent, and that's really what we are. I mean, my husband and I literally have a license for this. We go through the background checks, and we go through the training and the ongoing training, and we have to have a life and understanding that we have to be flexible. It could change in a moment, and we're on that journey too, because one of our placements is on the path that he's going to join our family forever, hopefully later this year, and we're super excited about that. But we also might have something all of a sudden pop up. We're waiting to hear any day now if it's going to be much longer. So there's going to be times where it just needs a little bit of flexibility and just staying the course and resting in God's providence and plan for us all.
Excellent. Helen, is there anything you'd like to say to single people that maybe they don't feel like because they're single that they would be great as a foster parent or an adoptive parent, but how might they be able to help?
That's a great question, Tracy, because two things. One, you still could foster or adopt. It's a little challenging and there's some definite things you want to put in place, but sometimes there are children that need and would be better for them to be placed with a single parent. I once was approached about a case where there was a young woman who really wasn't going to do well with a male in their home. And it was before I was married. And just because of things that had happened to her life, she did not feel safe around men and needed a home where she could be safe and then grow in that relationship of learning how to thrive in life. And then if maybe that's you're thinking, that's still not my call, there's tons of things that you can do as a single adult and helping others around. We have someone in our life who recently got married, but up until that point, she was just this amazing extended family member. She's our trusted source. Actually, one of our kiddos has only 10 contacts that are allowed on their phone, and she is on that list outside of our family because she made such an impact of just being around and loving us and being constant in their life.
That's huge. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about the importance of getting involved with children, whether that's through foster care or adoption, or even just getting to know the kids in your neighborhood or at your church?
Yeah, I think there's so much that we can do. And sometimes it gets really intimidating and there's fears or doubts and questions. That's all understandable. But as much as we see in our walk with Christ, we know that we may not see the impact of it on this side of heaven. But there is such a strong, eternal impact in that. And from my own life growing up, I might not remember the names or even the faces of people, but I remember their actions and what was going on and how Christ revealed himself through them. And how when I came to a point of giving my life to the Lord, it was from those seeds that had been planted. So knowing that if you're willing to step into this space, that you will be honored. It has a difference. It does matter. And God sees that. And we're called to do that. And it may not feel it or know it, but it's going to have an eternal impact.
Oh, excellent. Helen, where can we get help in this journey for potential foster care or adoption?
Please come visit us at waitnomore.org. That's W-A-I-T, waitnomore.org. We have tons of resources. We have free online resources. You can request and have those mailed to you. Online content, and so much more for you.